proclamation number 5594 dated the February 3rd, 1953. Serious admonition and warning of transients. You should become aware of the fact that everything is temporary and that you, too, have a transient body, that you will have to leave everything behind when the hour of your passing from this earth has come, that only your soul will continue to exist, and namely in the state that you yourselves have prepared for it on earth. You should become aware of the fact that it will take your human attitude concerning the world along into the spiritual kingdom, that it will still cling to or despise matter in the same way as you have done on earth. But it will experience a tremendously painful state if matter had been its sole endeavor, which it will then have to leave behind and thus arrive in a poor and miserable state in the realm of the beyond instead of happily soaring upwards with ease and in freedom, if it is not burdened by its ties to earth, if its endeavors on earth were already aimed towards the spirit. You humans should consider that the world can only give you elusive possessions which will not last, which will enslave you if you do not rise above them and recognize them for what they are. Greed for matter, for earthly possessions, is the soul's greatest danger, and this greed is extreme in people of this earth and will steadily increase as the end is approaching. People have become entirely blind in spirit. Their thoughts are confused. They plan and work only for the world and ignore their soul by letting it starve, and yet only the soul will continue to exist after everything else has passed away. And thus people are constantly reminded of their futile beginnings and what fate their soul can expect after death. Their attention is drawn to it, yet they can only ever be reminded and warned but not forced to change their will and thoughts. However, they ignore these reminders and warnings and also remain indifferent to the proclamation of the approaching end because they do not believe it. This is why God manifests himself from time to time so obviously by taking away what people refuse to give up themselves. It is indeed a divine revelation, but only few people recognize it as such. It is a revelation which distinctly shows God's actions to people because there is nothing they can do about it, since they are unable to defend themselves, since they have to admit their complete helplessness and for this reason could certainly recognize that a higher power is active in accordance with its will. But they refuse to acknowledge this power. Indeed, they would rather deny it and cannot be stopped since they have free will. God speaks everywhere and his voice can be heard by everyone, and yet most will remain unaffected by it and only have eyes for the world and its goods. The craving for matter will not grow silent in their hearts. Accordingly, they would like to retrieve everything lost very quickly but continue to let their soul starve. Even so, God will not cease in his endeavor to release people from matter. To this end, many things will still happen before the last days and good for those who recognize the meaning and purpose of destruction and devastation and the one who commands creation. Good for those who recognize God within everything that takes place and call on him for protection and help in the face of adversity. They will receive help on earth as well as in the spiritual kingdom. They will live although they have died. Amen.